When we were last here in Bournemouth, 2 years ago, I challenged us to get more Liberal Democrats elected to Parliament, and you rose to that challenge. Thank you, thank you. I said we needed to get the Conservatives out of number 10, and you got that job done too. And now our new team of 72 MPs are getting their jobs done for their constituents. 72 brilliant community champions fighting for their local hospitals and schools, local businesses, and their local environment too. Paying back the trust of voters by working hard for their communities every day. But look at the job our new team is doing in Parliament too. Look at the big changes we have won in the last year alone. Stronger protections for survivors of domestic abuse. Better support for family carers. A sunshine bill to put solar panels on every new home. Making sure every child living in poverty gets a healthy lunch at school for free. So much progress, and none of it happens without Liberal Democrats in Parliament. An amazing record of achievement already, and we're planning much more. We followed up last year's historic national success with this year's set of fantastic local election victories, gaining more councillors for the seventh year in a row, our best ever winning streak. Winning majorities in Cambridgeshire, Oxfordshire, Shropshire, so we now control more councils than the Conservatives. Winning more council seats than either Labour or the Conservatives for the first time ever in our party's history. Incredible results, historic results, thanks to you all. And conference, the last few years have been the most successful our party has ever had so far. Because friends, let me tell you this, in the immortal words of Frank Sinatra, the best is yet to come. And yes, friends, I will keep doing it my way. So get the bungee harness ready. Because my ambition for our party, our values, our ideas has no ceiling. And our ambition for our country has no ceiling either. With the threat that reform now poses to our country and our democracy, friends, we have a moral responsibility to aim high. And we have a historic opportunity to win big as the only party now representing the views and values of Britain's decent, silent majority. So let me tell you, in confidence, our secret first target for the next general election. Our first target is to win more seats than the Conservatives for the first time since Herbert Henry Asquith in 1910. Now, we have even more ambitious targets than that, but let's start with the Tories. For when it comes to the Conservative Party, you might have thought the scale of their defeat would have forced a bit of introspection. Maybe they'd apologise, show a hint of contrition, self-awareness. But no, Tory ministers who cheered Liz Truss's budget now complain about the state of the economy they left. Tory ministers who stopped processing asylum claims and caused the enormous backlog now make videos complaining about it and protesting outside the asylum hotels they opened. The Conservative Party today is like a herd of bulls going back into the china shop with a camera crew, pointing at all the broken china everywhere and decrying the state of china shops in woke, liberal Britain. The Conservative Party. No shame. No remorse. No wonder the country is saying no thanks. Conference, I've lost count of the people who've told me they voted Conservative all their lives, but now they switch to the Liberal Democrats. And not just because they feel so badly let down by their old party, but because they see their values reflected best in our party. So my message to millions of former Conservative voters, millions of One Nation Conservatives who reject the divisive politics of Badenoch and Farage, my message to you is this. Come and talk to us about our ideas to grow the economy, cut crime, defend our nation. Come and join us to oppose this failing Labour government and offer our great country real change. Come, Conservative friends. Help us save our country. Come and win with us. Friends, I'm going to let you in on another secret about our plans for the next election. Friends, this is not to leave the hall. We won't only be targeting seats held by the Conservatives. I said before the election that just getting the Conservatives out of power wouldn't be enough. We were all worried, weren't we, that Labour wouldn't be nearly ambitious enough to make the big changes our country needs. I really hoped Labour would prove us wrong. But they haven't, have they? They've no vision for our country's future, no plan to really change things. Conference, don't just take it from me. That's what Labour MPs and Labour members are saying about their own government. After being failed and neglected for so long, the country needed leadership, clarity, vision. It needed the government to succeed, to turn things around, to just be better. Instead, they've lurched from mistake to mistake, from U-turn to U-turn, crisis to crisis. And look at who Labour have hurt along the way. Pensioners, farmers, carers, disabled people, small businesses. Every day, Labour is looking more and more like continuity Sunak. And yet our country is still crying out for change. And as every day goes by, it gets clearer. The two old parties can't deliver that change. Neither of those old parties can win back people's trust. Neither of them will win the battle of ideas for the future of our country. So it comes down to us or Nigel Farage. Liberal Democrat change true to British values, transforming our economy, our public services, and our politics, the real change people crave, or Farage's change? Change away from the country we love. Change towards Trump's America. Just imagine if you can bear it. Imagine living in the Trump-inspired country Farage wants us to become, where there's no NHS, so patients are hit with crippling insurance bills or denied healthcare altogether. That is Trump's America. Don't let it become Farage's Britain. Farage's Britain, where we would pay Putin for expensive fossil fuels and destroy our beautiful countryside with fracking while climate change rages on. That is Trump's America. Don't let it become Farage's Britain. Where gun laws are rolled back, so schools have to teach our children what to do in case of a mass shooting. Trump's America. Don't let it become Farage's Britain. Where social media barons are free to poison young minds with impunity, Trump's America. Don't let it become Farage's Britain. Where the government tramples on our basic rights and freedoms, unconstrained by the European Convention on Human Rights. Where Andrew Tate, is held up as an example to young men, where racism and misogyny get the tacit support of people in power, where everything is in a constant state of chaos. That is Trump's America. Don't let it become Farage's Britain. Instead of the real change Liberal Democrats have always championed, the change our country desperately needs, Farage is picking off groups of people one by one. If you've got a mental health problem, Farage says you're probably making it up, even as suicides have risen to a 25-year high. If your child is disabled or has special needs, Farage says it's been wrongly diagnosed. Even as parents struggle against the crisis in Send. But of course, it's on immigration where he claims to offer the change people want. So, let's look at Farage's record on immigration. Who was it who campaigned to rip up 27 return agreements where in the EU, the United Kingdom could legally and fairly return people who had no right to be here? Yes, it was Boris and the Conservatives, but it was also Nigel Farage. He helped cause this crisis, and he should apologise. And look at this hypocrite's big announcement on deportation last month. Look at what his plan really means. Sending men, women and children who have fled the Taliban back to Afghanistan to be murdered by them. and even paying the Taliban to do it. That isn't patriotic. That isn't British. That isn't who we are. And that's why it's so frustrating, so infuriating that Farage gets such an easy ride from the media. As he lies, as he divides, the BBC and others give Farage so much time and attention, but they never hold him to account for all the damage he has already done. The damage of Brexit. Farage was Brexit's champion. The damage of Donald Trump. Farage campaigned for him. All the damage of Boris Johnson and Liz Truss. Farage backed them both. So much that is broken in our country today is broken thanks to Nigel Farage. And now he wants to break it even more, unless we stop him.